弟兄姊妹平安。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
我们再读一段一处的圣经。
Let's turn to a passage.
启示录第二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我来读中文的跟我一起读，读英文的跟一缪弟兄一起读。
And we'll just read it in English or Chinese.
我们先读中文哈。
We'll first read in Chinese.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我们一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈悲的天父，我们来敬拜你。
Dear merciful Lord, we come to worship you.
因为你能够把我们带到你自己的宝座前，是因着羔羊的血。
Because you will bring us to your throne through the blood of the Lamb.
主，我们能够来到你施恩的宝座前，蒙恩惠得连续，作为我们应试的帮助。
We can come to your throne to receive your grace as help that when time in need.
求你今天早上把这一个宝座前的光景启示在我们的里面。
We pray that you will reveal to us through your phone today.
求你教我们看见当看见的。
So we can see what we should.
听见当听见的。
And to hear what we should.
求你圣灵在这里启示光照。
May your spirit will reveal to us today.
也叫在这里做约束管制。
And also to control our tongues.
好叫我们在听的说的都在一个灵里面。
So when we speak and when we listen, we'll be in the same spirit.
让我们都能从你那里领受第一手的那一个话语。
And we can receive firsthand the words from you.
成了我们的生命。
To become our lives.
成了我们的灵。
Become our spirit.
成了我们的一切。
And become our everything.
叫我们来真的敬拜你。
So that we can truly worship you.
我们感谢赞美。敬拜是奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and praise you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 这个我们知道，这个最近啊，在这个聚会的里面
，We know that recently in this particular meeting.
我就思想到主借着我们亲爱弟兄的口说出神心意的话语。
And God has speak to us through his dear servant.
他说童女被流的事情。
And he talk about the ten virgins.
他说新郎要来的事情。
And about the groom will be coming soon.
他讲到新郎要来娶新妇的事情。
And the groom will come here for the bride.
我们的弟兄又说到夜里四更天。
Our brother has spoke about the fourth watch.
我们弟兄在这里说到圣灵七个使者，七个教会，一个新妇。
And our brothers have talked about the seven leaders and the seven churches.But then there's one bride.
在我们的当中，在环境的印证的里面
，and through the environment we have confirmation.
有弟兄姊妹结婚
，and there will be marriages.
也有在这里庆祝金婚
，and there is celebration for the 50 years anniversary.
还有人等候结婚
，and there are people who are waiting to have the marriage.
所以说，当我伏在主的面前的时候。
So as I was listening to God,
就有一个这样的一个图画在我的面前。
And this picture had appeared to me.
是第十九章，约翰启示录第十九章这里一个图画。
And this is the picture from Revelation chapter 19.
他说有声音啊，从宝座出来。
So there's a voice coming out from the throne.
神的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的人，无论大小，都要赞美我的神。
Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both small and great.
我听见好像众水的声音。
And I hear the sound like a great multitude.
大雷的声音。
A roaring of the rushing water and the loud peals of thunder.
都说。
And they all sing.
Hallelujah.
And they say Hallelujah.
你记得我们弟兄在这里说 Hallelujah.
Remember our brother said that we should say Hallelujah.
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 你看吗？如果我们没有看到宝座前的光景，我们没有办法从里面说哈利路亚。
If we cannot see the situation of the throne, then it's hard for us to say Hallelujah.
你如果没有看到宝座前的光景
，If you have not seen what's happening in the throne,
就看到当我们在庆祝弟兄们，我们亲爱的弟兄在那里庆祝金婚的时候，他怎么一下得到 stroke？
And then we will wonder why after the 50th anniversary, then he had a stroke.
你不会明白。
You will not understand.
不会赞美。
And you will not pray.
除非神把我们带到那个宝座的面前。
Until God took us to the throne.
听见那一个声音。
To hear that voice.
我的神做王了。
Our king had become, my God had become king.
我们的主，我们的神，全能者做王了。
Our Lord and our God had become king.
我们要欢喜快乐。
We must be happy.
将荣耀归给他。
To give him all the glory.
我们亲爱的冯师母，如果这样子，他能欢喜快乐吗
？And our Mrs. Fang, then she can be able to joyful with this.
我们但是我们如果能够欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，心腹自己也预备好了。
We can be joyful when we see that because the bride is ready and the groom is coming.
这个你们要去问冯师母的经历
了。You have to ask Mrs. Fang about this.
婚姻
in a marriage.
婚娶
to take the bride.
你知道这个是一个。是一个节期，是一个喜宴，是一个庆典。
It is a festival. It is a banquet. It is a celebration.
但是呢，它是一个过程。
But that is a process.
庆祝金婚还是结婚
？To celebrate the 50th anniversary is also part of the marriage.
因为人家问你，你结婚了吗
？And people ask you, have you been married?
什么意思
？What does it mean?
是指那一天你进到礼堂当新娘当新郎的时候那一个喜宴。
It's true, it's on that day, on that church that we have the bride and the groom.
是在讲那一个你们之间因着律法的关系你成了女孩子就成了人家的 daughter-in-law.
And because of the law that the bride will become the daughter-in-law.
的确是在讲到那一个节期。
Yes, it's talking about that festival.
是一个 feast day.
A day of the feast.
所以我们可以看到，但是婚姻也是一个讲到夫妻的生活。
But the marriage is also talking about the lives between a husband and wife.
如果你说你结婚了。
If you say you are married.
你没有婚姻的生，没有真实夫妻结合联合的那一个状态。
But if you don't have a life that with the married husband and wife together,
你有名没有实。
Then you have the name to be married, but you don't have the reality.
所以婚姻这个婚娶这一个字。
So on this marriage,
它是一个 wedding.
It's a wedding.
它实在是一个婚宴
，It's a wedding banquet.
它是实在也是一个 marriage.
It's also a 婚姻.
因为 marriage 是指一个状态.
Because the marriage is
a state, 是一个 condition, 去显示那个 relationship.
It's to reveal that 关系.
OK, 我求主怜悯我们不要 confuse 你，而是要能够听见主叫你听见的，从我们的经历里面，因为我觉得我们要听见那个要听见的话语。
I hope that you're not confused. We really want you to listen to the word directly from God.
因为神实在借着地上夫妻的关系要成一个见证。
Because God wants through the relationship of a husband and wife to become a testimony.
见证心腹预备好了。
To testify that the bride has been ready.
羔羊要娶亲了。
And the lamb will take a bride.
在圣经的时间里面。
This is the time in the Bible.
当你记得在约瑟的时候, 当我们讲到圣经记载主耶稣降生的事情,
You remember Joseph when they're talking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就讲到玛利亚已经定了亲, 但是还没有迎娶。
You talk about Mary has been engaged but never been taken yet.
所以他有一个 定亲,
and there seems like there will be an agreement or engagement.
定亲通常我们中国人来讲是讲到男的对女的，男方去定这个亲，是女的对男的，是我定了亲。
And in the Chinese tradition, is the bride side that there's an engagement with the groom.
男的对女的呢，就是已经聘。
And for the groom to the bride, and he had engaged.
Okay. 讲简单一点.
Okay.
订婚了.
Alright. Just simply speaking, there's an engagement there.
当订婚了以后.
And after the engagement.
到他结婚的时候.
And when the time when the wedding comes.
当那一个喜宴的时刻.
During that banquet.
他中间 有一个时间来彼此的显示彼此的尊重。
And there will be a time that to reveal that they respect and honor each other.
他们有夫妻之名却没有夫妻之实际。
At that time they will have the name of the husband and wife but not the reality yet.
他们是因为他在这里要预备。
Because they need to prepare during this time.
马上那个Joy 要结婚。
We know that Joyce will be married soon.
你问他, 还有或者这些帮忙的弟兄姊妹是不是一直在这里预备。
And you can ask those people who are helping, are they not preparing during this time?
他是在做一个 necessary 的 preparation.
他们需要做一定需要的预备。
他是在 getting everything ready.
在预备所有的一切。
所以在这个从订婚到结婚到结婚的那一天，然后新郎就全家出动到新郎新娘的家里面去迎娶他，把他接到他的家中。So
from the engagement all the way to the wedding day, the whole family of the groom side will go and receive this bride.
开始一个实际的生活。To
start a life of reality.
结合的生活。A
life that they are united together.
连接的生活。A
life that they are connected together.
金婚还在生活。Even
during anniversary, you still live in that life.
钻石婚还在生活。Diamond是
65, 60 years anniversary.
50年了还在见证。After
50 years, you will still be testifying.
60年了还在见证。At
60 years, you are still witnessing.
婚姻都已经磨成金的了。
And the wedding had molded you into gold.
这么纯洁啊,
Such a pure gold.
这么爱啊,
so much love.
这个延展性这么大,
and to extend to such a long time.
拉不断,
and so flexible you
扯不坏,
cannot break.
可是一直到60年,
but until 60 years.
仍然是一个 wedding, 是一个 marriage.
还是一个婚姻,
因为他在这里证明钻石。
Because it has produced this diamond.
有人说钻石就代表永远了。
Some said diamond will be forever.
钻石是从都知道，大家都知道。我就记得有一次在报上看到一个这个富有一个富人家，他家失大火。
And I remember there's this woman.
她就家里有钻石。
And she had a lot of diamonds.
她就很担心这个失火了怎么办。
Then she was afraid that if there's a fire, what would happen?
结果后来等到下去找的时候。
So later on, they looked for the diamonds.
钻石就化掉了，就烧不见了。
And the diamond has been burned. It's gone.
为什么呢？因为 diamond 的成分就是跟你铅笔芯是那个碳是一样的，那么脆弱的。
Because the content of the diamond is just like the lead and the pencil is very fragile.
它仍然是那么脆弱。
And it's still so fragile.
但是它是经过这么多的压榨，在地底下的时候，这么多的压榨制作，然后让它成了一个宝石。
And after all the pressure in the underground, that it becomes this precious stone.
当它被挖掘出来的时候
When you dig it up,
人用那个来代表六十年的婚姻
And we will use that stone to represent the 60 years anniversary
但是仍然是那么脆弱
But still so fragile
却是透明的
But it's and transparent
能够发亮的
And it can shine
你就想到刚刚唱的那首诗歌
So you remember that song we just
你就想到刚刚我们唱的读的那个经文
And the passage we just read.
那个圣城是圣城的那个样子。
And the shape of that new city.
当使徒约翰被带到这样的一个光景的时候，看到这个羔羊的妻，结果是一个圣城耶路撒冷从天降下。
When John was taken to this situation, seeing that holy city, to this bride coming down like a holy city.
婚姻。它是有一个标准的。
So the marriage, there is a standard there.
这个圣经告诉人人呢、啊、都要尊重婚姻。
And it said all should honor this marriage.
他都要 valued 这件事情。
嗯、他们要这个有价值的看这个婚姻。
这怎么能够有价值呢
？So how can we have value in this marriage?
因为它是精炼过的
，because it's been tested，
像金
，just like gold，
像钻石
，like diamond，
像宝石
，like precious stones，
许多的宝石
，many precious stones。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
当我们在看到地上的婚姻的时候
，when we saw a marriage in this earth。
我们实在就要想到这一个天上的预备。
We need to think about this preparation that is in heaven.
一个婚娶。
There's this wedding.
可是这个婚娶是谁的婚娶呢
？So, whose wedding is belong?
从刚刚我们唱的诗歌跟我们高兄带我们读的圣经。
For the song we just sang and the passage we just read.
他说是羔羊的婚宴。
He said, it's the wedding for the lamb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当这个羔羊在这里，使徒约翰，他只在这个呢，在约翰福音里面呢，在启示录里面呢，他一直提到过29次之多。
You know, this wedding on the lamb that has been mentioned 29 times in Revelation.
这是一个羊羔。
And this is the lamb.
是个小羊。
It's a little lamb.
你记得约翰吗
？Do you remember John?
约翰在约翰福音最后面的时候，就记载了一件事情，是主对彼得说的话。
You remember that at the end of the book of John, that it was recorded that there's something said to Peter.
你爱我比这个更深吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你要喂养我的小羊。
Then feed my little lamb.
等到在启示录的时候
When they come to Revelation
他在拔摩的海岛上
In the island of Patmos
他是个囚犯
He's a prisoner
他看到对岸七个教会
He saw on the other side there are seven churches
我不知道他心里的感受是什么。
I don't know what he was thinking.
我不知道这个他的感里面深刻的感觉是什么样。
What's his deep feeling?
但是我想他在那个时候听到这一个圣灵向他启示说七个教会的光景的时候。
When the Spirit speak to him about the situation of the seven churches,
对一个服侍主的人，
for one who has served God,
对是一个服侍神教会的人，
the one who has served the churches,
他说教会失去起初的爱。
He said the church had lost his first love.
教会里有尼格党、尼格拉党一党的跟事情。
And there are these from other Nicolaitan group.
在这里有了巴有了有了撒旦的座位。
And there is a throne for the Satan in that church.
他说：“按明你们是活着，其实你们是死的。”
That even though it seems like they are living, but then they are dead.
你以为你样样都有，其实你一无所有。
You thought that you have everything, actually you have nothing.
你把这一位新郎关在门外。
And you have closed out the door from the groom.
可是他在海的这一边，
but he is on this side of the sea.
他再大的雄心抱负要来治理教会的话，
whatever ambitious he may have to serve the church,
他我相信他爱莫能助，
but he can't really do anything about it.
今天在我们基督徒聚会的当中，
and today in ourin our service meeting here,
在这一个末了的时代，神的儿女的当中，
and in the children of God during this end time,
我们的光景是怎么样的？
What are the situation we are in?
你是我们是不是因着生活的紧张繁忙，使得神的儿女为着生活去挣扎，而没有时间去敬拜神，去侍奉神？
Are we pressured by the things of this world so we don't have time to worship God?
这个仇敌啊，用种种的方法啊，叫神的儿女啊，失去了这个里面的一个力量。
And the enemy will use all methods to try to take away the strength that you might have.
学生从学校里不可以再提到神的名号。
And in the school that they cannot use the name of God.
那似乎是基督教、天主教什么基督这个讲到这些这个名的，却能够允许。同性恋的事情。
And even so, it seems like a church, some kind of church that they had allowed for homosexuality there.
他叫神的儿女的家庭起纷争。
And causing conflict in the families of God.
你走你的阳关道，我过我的独木桥。
And you can walk your way and I'll go on my own.
动不动先讲到是说，就动到婚姻的基础。
And whatever they talk about, they will try to take away the foundation of the marriage.
叫他们失去了那个婚姻的那个生活连结的实际。
And to take away the reality, what should be involved in a wedding, in a marriage.
这些事情好像叫我们看到，好像隔海相望。
And it seems like we are just like that. We look across the sea that we're just looking.
好像我们不知道要怎么去做。
And we don't know what we can do about it.
可是就在这个时候，
but then during this time,
神借着启示的意象叫使徒约翰看见这一个心腹预备好。
During this time that the Holy Spirit will tell John that the bride is ready.
看到我的神，我的主，全能者作王了。
That we can see our Lord, the Almighty God is King.
叫他能够来这里敬拜神。
That we can come here and worship Him.
叫他能够侍奉神。
That we can serve God.
到今天这本书仍然在侍奉他的儿女。
That this, we are continuing serving, this book continues to serve the children of God.
在这里是说到叫他能够看到这个神的国是真实的有一天会降临的。
That we can see one day this kingdom of God will come down.
我的主在这里，他真的在地上掌权居首位了。
Our Lord is have majesty over all things on this earth.
好像真实的临到。
It seems that the true spirit had come.
就好像刚刚我们姊妹祷告，在信心里，他看见那一个看见的那个实际。
And just like the prayer earlier, that we can see the reality of life.
他看听见让那一个我们的羔羊娶亲的时候到了。
That the time that our lamb will come and have the wedding.
他说妻子也自己预备好了。
That also the bridegroom, the bride is also ready.
怎么预备的呢？
How is she ready?
是穿了什么衣服的呢？
What kind of dress she has?
是穿了光明洁白的细麻衣。
And wearing the fine linen that was shining.
细麻衣是什么呢？
What is this fine linen?
就是圣徒所行的义。
And it's the righteousness by the sin.
当国度来临的时候，
When the kingdom comes,
说妻子已经准备好了。
That the bride is ready.
可是那个婚宴还没有开始。
But the banquet has not started.
中间经过一个千年的国度。
And through that thousand years of king.
一直到了永世的里面新天新地的时候。
Until that day for the new heaven and earth.
然后那一个婚宴就开始了。
Then that wedding banquet started.
等到圣灵借着启示录再讲的时候，这新娘子预备好了。
And the revelation said that the bride is also ready.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是一个整个婚宴的过程。
And this is the process of this wedding.
在这样子一个软弱的时候，
In the time that we're so weak,
神借着启示叫他的仆人能够看见，叫他的儿女能够听见，能够看见。
Through revelation that his servant can see that and then We as children can hear that.
他这个看见能够叫我们有信心。
And with that, we can see that we have faith.
能够有盼望。
We have hope.
能够盼望我们的主快快的回来。
To hope that our Lord will come back soon.
能盼望知道这个心腹是这个妻子是能够装备整齐的。
That this why this bride can be ready.
是知道这羔羊娶亲的时候是很近了。
That the time for the wedding is very near.
夜已深了，四更天了。
It's into the night.
天快亮了。
The dawn will come soon.
因着这样叫我们能够敢把自己交在主的手里面。
Because of that, then we can lift ourselves up to the Lord.
让圣灵在我们身上做那一个不仅仅穿上金衣，还能够穿上锦衣、刺绣的衣服。
That we can also be dressed with this fine linen.
这个就是诗篇四十五篇后面的话。
This is the word from Psalm 45.
你庆祝金婚的时候，缝了一针他家的喜乐。
And when you are celebrating the 50th anniversary and then you just sew through the dress and everybody is joyful.
当弟兄有了 minor 这个轻微的这个中风的时候，
when our brother had this mild stroke,
他仍然显示那一个婚姻联合的实际，
and still reveal to us the reality of this wedding.
还显示神儿女当中的那一个实际，
and the realityTo the children of God.
又是一针。
And another thread pulling through.
所以我们不要 emotional.
So we don't need to be 很感触。
感情用事。
We don't need to be emotional.
我们不是说不要用感情。
I'm not saying that we should not have emotion.
不是说，而是说不要感情用事。
But then we don't work through.Emotion.
因为我们看到神在弟兄身上的作为的时候，
Because when we see the work done on our brother,
神在这个家中作为的时候，
the work done in this church,
我们就要在这里感谢归给神。
We will have to give thanks to our God.
因为是羔羊娶亲，
Because it's the lamb who take the bride.
这个羔羊是在这里特别是讲到那个钉十字架的基督说的。
And the Lamb is talking about the Christ who was nailed on the cross.
使徒约翰在什么地方看到？
And where did the Apostle John see this?
是在宝座前看到的。
It's before the throne.
这个羔羊像刚被杀过的。
And it seems like that Lamb has been just killed.
也就是说，这一位羔羊曾经在地上经过十字架的道路的。
And this man had gone through this earth through the cross.
他死过的,
he had died.
在十字架上被钉过的,
he was nailed on the cross.
但是他又从死里复活了,
but then he rose again from death.
他不仅复活,
not only rose again, but also ascended to heaven.
他站在宝座的前面,
he was standing before the throne.
他还要再回来,
he will come back again
来接他的新娘子,
to receive the bride.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们看到这个实际的时候,
when we see that reality,
看到这个景象的时候,
when we see that situation,
求圣灵把我们带着十字架能够活化在我们的眼前,
we pray that this cross will live alive in the before us.
是羔羊娶亲,
it's the lamb who will take the bride.
我们的主在十字架上,
and our Lord was on the cross.
他说,
he said,
主啊, 赦免他们,
said, Lord, forgive them.
他们所做的,
because they do not know what they are doing.
他为什么能够说,
why can he say this?
神是公义的神,
God is righteous.
神的公义要把他杀,
and the righteousness have to kill him.
他能够满足神公义的要求,
he can fulfill the righteousness of God.
因为这个新郎能够满足这个要求,
because this groom can fulfill that.
所以他就叫父能够赦免这一位,
so he was able to ask God to forgive him and all those who are against him, all those who were lost.
父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的,
Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
母亲, 看你的儿子, 儿子, 看你的母亲,
mother, look at your son, and son, look at your mother.
他仍然在这里在地上做那个儿子的事情, 要把事情交代清楚, 他才走。
He continued to do as what a son should do before he leaves.
但是在这里, 因着他的救赎, 你看到吗? 他叫他的门徒, 约翰, 能够称他的母亲是母亲。
Because of his grace that his disciple John can call his mother as mother.
因着他的死, 他的生命的流出, 他能够叫我们从一个在这个生命的里面有份。
Because of his death, because of his sacrifice, that we can all have this.
简单的说, 在这里有一个家的显, 实际的显明。
Simply speaking, there's a family that lives out here.
他跟旁边定了两个强盗。
There are two robbers beside him.
有一个悔改了。
One repented.
他告诉他, 今日你要跟我在乐园里。
He said, today you will be with me in paradise.
人啊, 能够成了罪人中的罪魁。
And person can become the sin of all sinners.
但是因为这位新郎, 他来到地上, 他没有罪, 父亲, 天父将他杀, 为公义把他杀了, 然后在他经过死, 才从死里复活, 付给他万民之上的名, 叫他在这个地方, 在这里, 能够叫我们, 他能够有赦罪的恩典。
Because he's willing to come onto this earth to die for us, and then we can call on his name.
他在十字架上,
he was on the cross.
父啊,
say, Father,
为什么离弃我?
Why have you forsaken me?
因为 世人的罪都压在他的身上,
because the sins of all the world were upon him.
天地都黑暗了,
and there's darkness all over.
但是神却曾将他, 他跟神分开,
but he was separated from God.
因为他不能, 神的圣洁, 没有办法跟罪恶相交,
because the holiness of God cannot be with sin.
光明跟黑暗不能相交,
light and darkness cannot be together.
你要成了那个透明的, 就不能够在黑暗的里面。
When you become transparent, you will not be in darkness.
为了要我们不在黑暗里面, 他到, 他替我, 代替我们经过这个黑暗的时刻。
He replaced us to be in the darkness so that we don't need to be in the darkness.
他说我渴了。
He said, I'm thirsty.
当我们弟兄有一次交通的时候,
I remember our brother had shared one time.
我渴了,
I'm thirsty.
我们在这里唱诗, 我们渴慕神的话语。
As we're singing here, we are thirsting for the word of God.
可是当环境来到你我的身上的时候, 你渴慕什么呢?
When trials come, what are you thirsting for?
我们渴慕那个神将环境拿走。
We're thirsting for God will take away the trials.
神将我们的疾病拿走。
Take away our sickness.
神将把我们难处挪去。
Take away all the difficulties.
我们渴的时候希望有水给我们喝。
When we're thirsty, we long for water to be given to us.
可是他要拿神，他说我就是生命的泉。
But he said, I am the fountain of the life.
信我的人永远不渴。
Those who believe in me will never be thirst again.
他说我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
可是为了这些事情,
But for this,
为了叫我们能够不渴,
so that we don't need to be thirsty,
他自己经过渴的时候,
that he went through the time of thirsting,
他在那里跟父神说, 我渴慕每一个饥渴,因为你把我压伤, 好叫我能鞭伤能够成了人的医治。
He had himself been whipped so that we can be healed.
你去问问所有得医治的人，他的真正相信主得医治，或者没有得医治，你问问他的人，你看看他的经历是不是在这样的实际的里面。
You can ask those people who have experienced that. Is that the similar?
圣经中的启示，这是那里在心腹的预备。
And the Bible tells that this bride is getting ready.
他说成了,
he said, it is finished.
一切都成了,
all is finished.
哎呀, 在他里面已经成了,
in him, everything is finished.
可是我们不愿意到他面前来, 在信心里领受那一个成了的实际,
are we willing to receive that finished accomplishment?
好像叫人的神的儿女落在那样一个, 好像拿着金饭碗讨饭的光景里面。
And sometimes we go into a situation that's not so.
但是他说他成了,
but he said it is finished.
他已经完成了,
and he had fulfilled finished.
他已经胜过一切了,
he had overcome all.
他叫我们能够靠着他而来夸胜,
so through him we can also have the victory.
他说我把我的灵魂交付给神,
he said I have lifted up my soul into the Father's hand.
你看到吗? 他又回到跟父神的关系里去,
then he come back to the relationship with the Father.
这个是十字架,
and this is the cross.
这个十字架, 要告诉我们,
and this cross will tell us,
这一个预备,
and there's this preparation,
做这一个所有的 necessary 的 preparation,
to have everything all prepared,
是在这里要成就那个神所要成就的事情,
to accomplish the things that God wants done.
感谢赞美主,
thank and praise the Lord.
他已经在十字架上成了,
he had accomplished this on the cross.
他已经死过了,
he had died.
他也复活了,
and he had rose again.
他也升天了,
and he had ascended to heaven.
他也站在父神右边,
and he is standing on the right hand side of God.
很奇妙的时候，当这个使徒约翰在这样的一个光景里面, 他把这样的图画显给他看,
and this was revealed to Apostle John, this
叫他听见,
so that he can hear.
我的神，我的主，全能者作王了。
Our Lord, our God had become king.
我们弟兄是谁叫他生病的?
Who caused our brother to get sick?
谁叫他血管可以通过去的?
And who caused the blood clot to be opened up?
所有在我们的里面, 在信心里面你可以看到, 在我们的身上, 当我们真正看到这个光景, 我们就说, 父啊, 你的美意本是如此。
When we can see it is God's will, we can say that your will is like that.
我们一面为弟兄祷告,
on one side, we pray for our brother.
我们一面为弟兄感谢,
and on the other side, we thank God for him.
神要在他身上成就那个美意,
God will accomplish his good will.
心腹的预备,
to the preparation of the
Lord. 神要叫他教会能够在这里预备,
that the church can be prepared.
能够成了那一个心腹,
to become that bride.
在诗篇45篇里面,
in Psalm 45,
刚刚我们读到了这里的时候,
earlier we have read this.
有一节的话,
there's a verse there.
第九节,
verse 9 and verse 10.
在这里叙述那个王的女,
we talk about the daughters of the kings.
这个待嫁女儿心,
and to be married.
已经 engaged了哈,
okay, they've been engaged already.
他说有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中，王后佩戴斐俄妃的金饰站在你的右边，女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要听什么，不要纪念你的名和你的富家，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，当敬拜他。
Verse 9, daughters of the kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughters, consider and give ears. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord.
这个在这句话里面叫我有点点感觉。
I have some revelation through this verse.
他叫这个心腹啊，叫这个王的女啊，这个王这个公主啊，说你要想，要听。
He said to this, talk to this bride, the daughters, the princess. He said, you are to think about this and you are to listen.
你要想。
You have to consider this.
你要侧耳而听。
And you are to listen with your ear.
听什么？
What are you listening to?
不要纪念你的富家。
Forget not your father's house.
不要纪念你的名。
Forget not your people.
我有三个女儿。
I have three daughters.
这个话很难懂啊。
It's hard to understand this.
可是当我一看到我们弟兄姊妹结婚的时候，
When I saw the marriage of our brothers and sisters,
那个做父亲的，
and the father,
要 give away,
然后把女儿嫁出去。
是谁给的？
So who gave?
周弟兄是你给，将来有一天。
But so you will have to do the same one day.
我好警觉。
And I was alert by this.
我不敢再怀疑这个话的实际。
I cannot doubt the reality of this word.
他反而叫我看见一个结婚的图画。
And it caused me to see a picture of a wedding.
羔羊娶亲的图画，不要弄错，我不是想到我们女儿结婚
了。The picture is the lamb picked the bride, not my daughter.
我就带着敬畏的神的心。
And I will have a heart of honor for.
从神手中领受做女儿父亲的责任。
To receive the responsibility to be the father of the daughters.
有一天。
And one day.
他。因落成了别人的家的媳妇的时候，
and become the daughter-in-law of another family.
你知道这个新娘啊，跟 daughter-in-law 啊，在希伯来文是一个字，对吧，林弟兄？
And this bride and daughter-in-law in the Greek is the same word.
因着约过去的，
because of this covenant, it will go over.
做父亲有一个预备。
We have a preparation as a father.
天父有一个预备。
Our Father in heaven also have a preparation.
天父的预备是按照他儿子的形象做预备。
And our Father in heaven prepared this according to the likeness of the
Son. 按照主耶稣的形象来做预备。
To prepare like the likeness of our Lord.
叫这个心腹能够妻子心腹能够像他。
So that the bride will be like him.
好叫他能够真正的相配。
So that they will be worthy of each other.
所以我从此以后我就跟我自己的孩子讲。
So from that point, I told my children.
Make sure you're ready.
希望你可以准备好。
但是父亲有责任。
But the father has the responsibility.
是，他要离开父家。
Yes, she will leave the father.
是要离开他的百姓。
To leave her people.
他实在是要脱离这一个。所有外面的环境，而他能够专心的爱这位新郎。
She needs to be away from all these surroundings so that she can focus on loving this groom.
你如果说有机会听听 Joy 的见证的话
，If one day we can have the chance to listen to the testimony of Joyce,
很简单
，It's very simple.
应该说很单纯。
Really should be very pure.
只要他的心向着神，
if her heart is towards God,
神就为他预备，
God will prepare her. God will prepare her for the one that's right for her.
这个预备在创世纪里面，当亚当夏娃的婚姻就已经完成了。And
this preparation was accomplished at the wedding of Adam and Eve.
不要忘记，那个时候人还没有犯罪，神在做恢复的工作，夏娃还没有受到这个蛇、骨蛇、魔鬼的引诱而犯罪。
And this is a time before the man has sinned. They are not tempted yet by Satan.
他是叫亚当睡了。He
caused Adam to sleep.
然后从他的侧旁,
and then from his side,
取出一点东西,
to take something out of him.
他起来的时候,
when he woke up,
看见这一个女人,
he saw this woman.
看到这个 woman.
This wall man.
A woman 叫做女人,
and that's the woman.
他要叫他看见，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Said that this is my the bones of my bone, the flesh of my flesh.
这里不是肉麻当有趣啊。
And it's not
这里是说你是出于我的。
He said you are coming out from me.
你我俩是一样的。
We are the same thing.
完全一样的。
Totally the same.
新妇要预备好，是要跟新郎完全一样的。
When the bride is ready, she needs to be the same.
它是有个过程的。
This is a process.
你虽然领取了。
Even though you are received.
但是你还在预备。
But you still prepare.
虽然我们已经接受主了。
Even though we have received our Lord.
我们虽然已经称义了。
Even though we have been justified.
但是我们还要成立义。
And we need to become righteous.
还要行义,
and also to act.
要彰显那个义,
to reveal that righteousness.
你看见吗?
Have you seen?
一直到这个义跟我们主的义是一样，圣徒的义, 就是那个光明洁白的细麻衣。
And this righteousness until that day will be the same as our Lord, will become that fine linen.
我们得救了。
We have been saved.
我们受洗归入基督了。
We have been baptized.
我们已经披戴基督了。
And we have been clothed with the Lord.
但是我们里外都要像。
But then we need to be the same.
他在我们里面的深处还在继续的工作。
And he continued to work within us.
你亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
尤其你马上要结婚的弟兄姊妹,
especially those who will be married soon.
结婚是开始啊。
The wedding is just the beginning.
当你送入洞房的时候, 你是婚姻的开始。
When you entered into your home, this is the beginning.
其实在神心眼光里面看,
in the eyes of the Lord,
当你已经定娶的时候, 当你已经定了亲的时候, 你已经定了的时候, 你就已经定了。
When you are engaged, when you are betrothed, then it's the beginning.
你已经在, 已经有夫妻的实际, 的关系了。
You already have a relation of a husband and wife.
你要彼此要尊重啊。
You have to honor one another.
你不能就是彼此的尊重的对方的。
And you have to honor each other.
一个是顺服,
one is the obedience.
彼此的顺服,
to be submit to each other.
一个是爱,
the other one is to love.
彼此的相爱,
love one another.
顺服,
submissive.
像教会顺服基督一样,
as church submit to Christ.
爱,
love.
像基督爱教会，为教会舍己一样。
As Christ loved the church and he died for the church.
婚姻是见证这个。
The wedding, the marriage is to testify for this.
金婚是也是见证这个。
The 50th year anniversary also testified this.
你刚结婚也是见证这个。
When you just have a marriage, that is testified.
你有到了钻石婚，你还是见证这个。
To the diamond anniversary, you also testify this. They all prepare.
当这个在地上的教会落到一种光景的时候。
When the church on this world has become so low,
神就呼召, 从教会里面呼召那个得胜的,
and God called those overcomers from the church.
不然你就不明白,
otherwise, we would not understand.
羔羊娶亲的时候到了,
and it's time for the groom to take the bride.
是一直come,
他来了,
是正要来,
and he's coming.
但是还没有来, 还没有正式的结婚典礼,
but the wedding is not there yet.
可是在这个时候，他说妻子自己也预备好了。He
said this the bride is also ready.
妻子是要预备。
Yes, the bride needs to be.
是要舍己背起自己十字架来跟随主。
To to deny herself to pick up the cross to follow God.
但是成就的是在 耶稣基督的身上。
And what to accomplish what is on the Lord.
但是在这个时候, 正在这个过程的时候,
but during this time and during this process,
很奇妙的, 19章第8节这里说到,
it's very amazingly in chapter 19, verse 8, it says,
天使要跟这个约翰说,
and the angel said to John,
他说, 你要写,
you are to write this down.
Write. 写下,
to write this down.
写什么呢?
What is he supposed to write?
凡请被羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
Those who are invited to the wedding supper, they are blessed.
他还说神真实的话。
And this is the true word of God.
那这些怎么又有新娘又有被请的婚宴? 当然在我们婚礼里面都有这个事情, 那是这个怎么回事? 我们又是新夫又是被请的人, 那是怎么个事情呢?
So how does this tie together? We are the bride and we are also invited to the banquet. So how does it all connect together?
当教会, 当新妇在地上的时候, 出了状况,
when the bride had something happened to, to it in this earth,
神就呼召一批得胜者,
God called out all the overcomers.
这些初熟的,
and these are the first fruits.
是为着 整体的,
it's for the sake of the whole body.
就好像一个收割的人要来的时候,
so as though the harvester come.
他说是天使来收割的时候,
so as the angel come to harvest.
他怎么知道这块田是成熟了?
How does he know that this field is ripe?
在你我的眼睛好像看, 真的是好像没有那一天会得到。
It seems like for us that day would not come.
可是他看到有几棵在那里成熟的时候,
but then he saw the few tree.
他就知道这块田是时候到了。
He said this field the time is come.
是已经预备好了。
It's ready.
这些人都是代表的。
And these people are to represent.
是得胜的。
And those overcome.
不是为了自己得胜的。
Not for themselves.
然后他们这些人在这里能够在这里预备好, 在这里被邀请。
And these people will be invited.
你记得主耶稣在地上的时候,
remember when our Lord is on this earth,
他举了一个宴席的故事,
he had a parable about this banquet.
他一个坐席的时候啊,
as they were sitting in the banquet,
他就差他仆人去请所有人来吃,
and he sent his servants to ask people to come.
他说请来啊,
they said come,
一样都齐备了,
everything is ready.
这个众人啊, 一口的推辞,
but all the people had refused to come.
有一个人说,
and one said,
我刚买了一块地,
I have bought a land.
没空啊,
I don't have time.
又有一个人说,
another one said,
我刚买了五对牛啊,
I have just bought five cattle.
然后又要请辞,
and,
推辞,
and he rejected the invitation.
又有一个人说,
another person said,
我是刚刚娶了妻子啊,
I have just been married.
也要请辞,
and so cannot come.
所以不能去,
so he's not coming.
这个仆人回来就告诉主人呢,
so the servant came back and told the masters.
这主人说什么?
What did the master say?
他说你到大街小巷去,
he said you went out to the street and the road,
领出那个贫穷的,
to ask those who are poor,
残废的,
those who are handicapped,
瞎眼的,
those who are blind,
瘸腿的,
those who are lame,
要坐满我的屋子,
so that my house will be full.
他说先前请的人呢, 没有一个能够尝我的宴席,
and those who were invited earlier, none of them would taste the banquet.
严格地说,
so seriously speaking,
当然是指着当初起初的地上的选民说的,
and about those chosen people in the beginning.
所以他来到地上施行拯救,
so when he came to have this salvation,
来招他自己的人回来,
to call all his people to come back.
但是他原来的选民不拒绝他的时候,
but his chosen people had rejected him.
他就转向其他的国,
he would turn to other nations.
他不要一个人沉沦,
he doesn't want anybody to die, perish, but he wants all to be saved.
可是当他们在这里聚会的时候, 来尝他的宴席的时候, 又有一个原则,
But as they are here to have the banquet, there's another principle.
你一定要穿上礼服啊。
You have to have your dress.
你没有穿上礼服不行啊。
If you don't have your dress, it's not going to work.
你一定要穿上这个白袍子才行啊。
You have to have that robe of white.
光明洁白的细麻衣才行啊。
The robe, the fine linen that's bright and shining.
所以有许多的人在这里被请去赴宴。
So there are many people who are asked to come.
能够被招又被选上的人有福的。
Those who have been called and been chosen.
在国度里面能够在他与他一同做王的事的是有福的。
Those who can be co-reign with him.
那个得胜的人是有福的。
Those who overcome will be blessed.
那个能够叫新郎的心满意足能够催逼他回来。
Those who are fulfilled and pleasing to the
是一群少数的人的。
It's only a few people.
但是这些人是有福的。
But they will be blessed.
他们好像新娘的预表。
It seems like they represent about the bride.
但是神的心意还不能满足。
But then the heart of God is not.
一直到末了的时候。
Until the end.
他看到一个圣城从天而降。
He saw this holy city coming from
heaven. 一切都更新了。
All these will be renewed.
都是新的。
All those will be new.
哎呀，你不要从新娘做成老娘啊。
And don't want to be this new groom bride become an old one.
是茶壶。
And this is the teapot.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
老娘怎么样？
You should be like this.
You be always like a 新娘。
You need to be like a bride, a new bride.
知道吗？
Do you know that?
愿神启示这个光照给我们。
May God reveal to us.
看到这一个新郎的护照,
see this calling of the groom.
看到这一个结婚的这个图面,
to see the picture of this wedding.
求神启示我们,
may God reveal to us.
叫我们能够愿意把自己交给他,
that we will hand ourselves over to him.
这一位新郎,
this groom,
他说, 天国近了，你们要悔改。
He said, "The kingdom is near. You are to repent."
因为他在地上要做王，天国近了。
Because he needs to be king on this earth, so the
kingdom is near. 你们的心思要回转。
Your mind needs to be repent.
要转向神的心意。
To turn to the heart of God.
不要行自己眼中为正的事。
Do not walk the way that you think is right.
要行耶和华眼中为正的事。
But to walk the right way that our Lord had.
这一位做主人的。
And this master.
对门徒又说,
and he told his disciples.
你爱我比这个更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
他一直在召我们,
He's calling us all the time.
要来,
Come.
他说：“你们要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随我。”
You deny yourself and carry your cross to follow me.
我在哪里，服侍的人也要在哪里。
You will be where those where I am. Those who serve me will be.
这位良人，这位新郎在这里呼召。
And this groom is calling.
你是属我，我也属你。
You belong to me, and I belong to you.
在神的家中，虽然起了南风、北风，有的时候是暖风，有的时候是冷风。
In the house of God, there's different kind of wind. Sometimes cold, sometimes warm.
有的时候是喜乐，有的时候是疾病。
Sometimes it's joyful, sometimes sickness.
他说：“不过是要激起我园中的香气。”
So that we will have this aroma.
这一位主是经过，他说。 是有墨药的，墨药是裹死人的。
He said this
是经过死的。
This fragrance will have the myrrh, which is for the dead people.
但是却有沉香、肉桂的香。
But that it also has aloes.
基督的香气。
The fragrance aroma of Christ.
所以我们如果还没有听见，没有认识这一位新郎的。
So if we don't know this groom,
你愿不愿意听？
Do you want to hear?
你听见吗？
Are you hearing?
有一个婚礼在预备。
There's preparing for a wedding.
那你要进到这个婚礼去。
You are to enter into this wedding.
他在招。
He is calling.
凡劳苦担重担的要到我这里来, 我要使你得安息。
Those who are heavy and weary, come to me and I will give you rest.
在我里面有安息。
In me there is rest.
你服侍主人有没有听到这个呼召？
Those who serve the Lord, do you hear this calling?
新娘子，你有没有听到良人的呼召？
The bride, have you heard the calling of the groom?
盼望我们神的启示灵在我们的当中。
May God reveal to us.
能够叫我们听见使徒约翰所听见的。
To hear what Apostle John had heard.
能够看见使徒约翰所看见的。
To see what Apostle John has seen.
叫我能够敢把自己交托给圣灵。
So we can hand ourselves over to the Spirit.
好叫我们能够穿上这一个有里面也有外面的这个两件衣服。
So that we can wear this cloth that is on the inside and also on the outside.
新妇已经预备好了。
The bride is ready.
已经穿上了洁白光明的细麻衣。
And put on this fine linen, this is white and also shining.
这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And this fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
他以后来他又说。
And later on he says,
圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降。
The holy city is coming from God.
预备好了。
It's ready.
就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
Just like the bride is also beautifully dressed waiting for the groom.
英文 NIV 的翻译本
In the NIV translation
他说这个新妇装备整齐为了新娘新郎
And it said that all the bride is beautifully dressed is for the groom
是装饰整齐
It's beautifully dressed
是一个装饰
It's aLike a decoration.
我们都是神手中的杰作。
We are the work of our Lord.
在耶稣基督里造成的。
A work finished in the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是 makeup.
Not a makeup only.
不是那一个外面的粉饰。
Not on the makeup from the outside.
愿神怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
愿神向我们心的深处说话。
To speak to our innermost being.
要我们愿意。又能够被召又被选
so that we can be called and also chosen
不要为着 banquet 不要为了婚礼婚宴而去结婚
not to go to the wedding just for the banquet only
是因为我们预备好了
but because we are prepared
而能够进到那个婚礼的世界
to enter into the reality of the marriage
我们预备好了
Are we all ready?
做女儿父亲的，做儿子父亲的，
我
们预备好了吗？
The daughters and the fathers and the sons and the father, are we ready?
神的儿女，神的教会，我们预备好了吗？
The children of God, the church of God, are we ready?
愿神今天向我们说话。
May God speak to us today.